Hi there, welcome to Look and See. Look and See is my photo blog. I'm Gordon Smith and today is September the 9th. Look and See is the place that I aim to publish at least one photograph a day, illustrating something that's happened around me or in the area. Look and See is run from rural Australia, from Armidale, between Sydney and Brisbane on the eastern side of Australia. Look and See can be found on the website at las.new-england.net.au. If you go to the website and follow the calendar to the date you want, and today being the 9th of September, you'll find three photographs. I don't always put up more than one, but of late, it does seem to have been the case. The first photograph for the day today is of some kangaroos that the dogs and I passed on our morning walk. And it is also the case that these kangaroos are getting less timid as the weeks progress. I'm not quite sure how close we'll eventually get to them, but they certainly aren't interested in hopping off as soon as we appear. Remembering, of course, that I have two border collies with me, and the dogs are pretty keen to go and play with the kangaroos, but the kangaroos hold the ground. One of these kangaroos, at least the one on the right, has Joey in her pouch. She looks a bit swollen. That's a little bit of a clue, but I actually know this to be fact, because on the way back from our walk, little Joey was poking head out and saying good day to us. The second photograph was taken as I left for work. I was quite impressed, I must say, by these clouds. It was sunny where I was standing, but looking in that direction, the clouds were looking fairly dark and foreboding. It didn't come to much, though. We only had a few millimetres of rain, nothing much to speak of at all. So I've called that one the importing rain from the west. And the next photograph, the third one, is export. I read recently in the local newspaper that there was a new business operating out of the railway yards in Armidale. Now, the railways have been shut down for freight for many years now, and we only have a passenger train once a day, leaving in the morning for Sydney, and its twin arrives from Sydney in the late afternoon. Recently, a business was announced that was to export hardwood from the region. And they're going to load this wood, debarked timber, into shipping containers, which would then be taken by rail to Sydney and thence to China. It's a bit of a tough decision here. I'm a little bit concerned that we're losing vast quantities of trees in a short period of time. They're talking about 150 container freight load a week out of the area. I think that, it's going to say 20,000 tons, but I may have that quite wrong. That's a lot of wood. But I haven't seen any protests being mounted against this. Usually the various green groups, conservation groups, would organise a big fuss about such things. But maybe they were caught by surprise, just as I was. So the photograph to illustrate that is of the some of the containers that are lining the rails in the old freight yard, and the vehicle, the forklift truck with clamps mounted that will move the containers onto the freight train. The distance to Sydney by rail is about 550 kilometres, about 350 miles. It's a fair old haul to take all that wood to the shipping port. Okay, let's look and see for today, the 9th of September. Thanks for dropping by, and hope to catch you tomorrow to see what I've found to put on the webpage. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is gordon@las.new-england.net.au. So from me, Gordon Smith, bye for now.